views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6. And today is Thursday, January the 12th, 2017. We have a live show for you today, and we're definitely going to get into that show. But before we get into the show, everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And there you'll see the green donation icon that's on the far right margin. You'll see the holding hands in green. You can actually click on that, and that will actually lead you to how you can give some of your financial energy to this network so that this network can continue to grow and continue to bring you information and to bring you opportunities and to put you in a position of advantage that it has been doing, you know, in the past, and so that can continue to be the case, and it can grow from there. So make sure that you give some of your financial energy, because it's energy that is the measure of life, so that this network can continue to do what it's been doing and do even so much more. Also, the network has established, Black Talk Radio Network has established, a social media outlet known as BTR Community. And you can go to www.btrcommunity. And that social media outlet is one in which you can engage in social media activities without having to worry about the Facebook and the data mining and all of the webs of information that are being collected against you, your family, and our overall community. You don't have to worry about that from the mainstream social media platforms, which that's what they're actually doing at BTR Community. You don't have to worry about your information being sold to the highest bidder. You don't have to worry about you being adversely affected because of what you've posted, your comments, or you promoting yourself, your business, events that you think are critical and important, or just some things that you just, your regular social media activities. You don't have to worry about just you being adversely affected by that. And those that engage in some of the mainstream social media outlets, it's a part of the control mechanism, ladies and gentlemen, and yes, you are adversely affected by that. So you can go to btrcommunity.com. www.btrcommunity.com is only $24 a year for the membership, and you can post within this community. This is the only place where I post information myself. So you can definitely do that, and it's much better for us. Also, if you're interested in acquiring precious metals, you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint, and you can actually see what's there in inventory and check out how you can actually become a prodigious saver, and you can be paid or save as a king or a queen would, or save as a lady and a gentleman would. And ladies and gentlemen, that's in real assets. That's not in a piece of paper that is a note for or a debt instrument. You can do that by going to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint. And before you make a purchase, make sure you email wolfsixpack1@gmail.com. That's wolf, like the animal, the number six, P-A-C-K, the number one, at gmail.com. So that you make sure that you are purchasing in correctly, and just so that you know the overall what you're getting into and how it works and everything else. You know, it's so funny. Our people aren't very familiar with this at all, and because of that, we have no real clue how to engage in this, because this is not something that is actively practiced within our community. And there's a lot that we need to learn and to actually be educated on this subject and why it's so important, because there's a lot of nuances that go along with things, and it's not what it appears to be. But the necessity of it is critical. So you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint. Okay? Next, also, pretty soon we're going to have a young lady. I'm going to send you all to, if you would support this young lady in her overall Girl Scout cookies. If you would like to purchase Girl Scout cookies, there's a young lady that we're going to be featuring. And if you would like to engage in that, as soon as I get that information, I will let you know. And this young lady is a very, very sweet, intelligent young entrepreneur, and I can't wait to see how she actually puts all this together. This young lady in the future is going to be a very, very critical personality, and I'm looking forward to seeing some of the fruits of her labor. So we'll definitely bring that to you as soon as I have it. Okay, so let's jump into what's in the news. Today's show. Today is January the 12th, 2017. It is a Thursday. Excuse me, let me turn this one thing down. And what we're going to get in today is, today's topic of today's show is how the re-enslavement of indigenous people work. And we want to talk about some of those things. It's very, very important. And my overall commentary to that was how the re-enslavement of indigenous people works. It requires, let me move this down, requires the dexterity of highly deliberate covert hostilities. It requires the dexterity of highly deliberate covert hostilities, which are delicately balanced in a bedrock of deception. And under these calculated tactics, exit strategies are employed that call for all empires to fall in order to maintain the theft of the indigenous inalienable birth abilities. And I've put this together because that's exactly, we see this paradigm of war, famine, economic, this is all a part of the calculated tactics that are used. And it's all required in the balance of deliberate covert hostility. They have to have covert hostility. They have to get you mad at someone else and get you so emotionally attached to that madness that you don't see what you're producing. And what you think is that there is something called freedom. There is no such thing as freedom, ladies and gentlemen, because what the system is doing by having these covert, these deliberate, and like I said, it requires the dexterity of highly deliberate covert hostility. From these deliberate covert hostilities, they are able to deceive, and it's a balance that they have, and it's balanced in the bedrock of deception. And from this, they allow things to look and to appear one thing to your eyes, to your lying eyes. They allow you to think that this nation and that nation is a problem, when in actuality, that nation was put in front of you to do exactly what it's doing.
Dave, may I please jump in?
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Man, you just hit upon some stuff. So I had to break it down for people who might, you know, might not catch on to what you're saying. So I like giving real world examples, and this is very important what you just said. Right now, okay, earlier, as I was preparing for today's broadcast and whatever, I walked past the television. It's on CNN, I think. Might have been as in MSNBC. Chuck Todd was talking, and they talking about what? Russia so-called hacked the election. If this was a hacked election, they would be having a do-over, but they're not. But that's to put Russia in front of you, like Dave is talking about, drum up all these hostilities over a falsehood. But and they want you to think that that's their target is Russia, and the real target is independent media inside of the United States.
Yep.
Just all this fake news stuff and Russia did this and did that, which again is absolute nonsense. But the executive order that I mentioned before that CEO Obama signed on Christmas Day or the day after Christmas, which targets says that basically, I'm going to have to pull it up, and I'll do that later. I'll probably cover it again, but listen, it basically allows them to declare independent outlets that they accuse of spreading Russian propaganda as enemy combatants. It falls under the NDAA 2017. We talked about that before.
Yep.
And I talked about, and I'm letting anybody know that's on the network that engage in truth, okay, that the real target is us. The Russians
right.
didn't cause Hillary Clinton, the public, to turn on Hillary Clinton. Independent media did that. Okay, just telling you the truth about her background, the things that she did, the things that she said, and you know, that's what they're mad about. They spent billions of dollars on advertisement, and it wasn't enough to get the outcome that they wanted. Okay, indeed, this is just my opinion, but you know, the real target is not Russia. Well, what do you call it, Dave, where it's more than, it's multiple targets. But I really feel like, you know, because starting something up with Russia does contribute to the spending on military. So military industrial complex.
Multifaceted.
Yeah. But also to shut down people who do what you do, what I do, and many other independent news outlets out there. So what you're saying is very important. I want to give a real world example. Russia has always been in their sights for white supremacy dominance between those two countries. But what you're seeing in the news is really what they're really, who they're really targeting is independent media inside the United States.
Definitely. And worldwide. Yes. And that's exactly it, because this is a worldwide push against so-called fake news. Why? Because the overgrowth is speaking too loudly, and people are starting to pick up and wake up from it. That's exactly it. And as we were saying, is these are all calculated tactics that they're using. And what they're going to do is that there's an exit strategy that they always have, because this is cyclical, meaning it goes in a circle. It's an exit strategy. And that exit strategy calls for all empires to fall. And they need empires to fall. The system needs empires to fall. They need to build the system, the empire up, and then they need to demolish the empire. Why? Because the building of it serves their purpose, and the demolishing of it serves their purpose. They will implode it just like buildings in New York. And they will tell you that it was done by something else. Why? Because that gives them leverage, and it gives, and it causes you to give them the most important thing, the authority in your energy. And this is what they're really after. In doing this, in having this asymmetrical warfare against every single living being, particularly ones of the human race, but they do it against all.
That's the word I was looking for.
Other living entities don't give into it as much as you and I do, the so-called intelligent ones. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
That's the word, asymmetrical. Thank you.
Yep. And what it is that in order to maintain the theft of the indigenous people's inalienable birth abilities, they have to have this system. Because in having this system, we've walked away from who we truly are, and we walked into rights. We walked into written laws. We walked into the letter of the law. We walked into civil rights. We walked into those rights that are given by a man. And there, and those rights that are given by a man is those rights that are given to their subjects. This is what you're allowed to do. This is who is allowed to advance, and this is who is allowed to do what is, you know, anything else. This is who will be the head, and this is who will be the tail. And let me tell you something about the head and the tail scenario. They make both of them chase each other because they fund both sides. And then when it's advantageous for them to push the tail to the head, they will. When it's advantageous for them to push the perceived head backwards, they will. Why? Because that ensures that you continue to give them authority by your right. I want the right to live as man has penned, and man has penned by way of conquering the indigenous. What do I mean by that? The indigenous is you. Your personhood is what the system has put together, the corporation. You, the person that is a bond. You, the person that is actually not living, but is in a state of contract agreement. They know that we continue to sign the contracts that's been penned by the devil's hand. This is very, very important, because your inalienable birth abilities is not freedom. It's not rights. Freedom and rights have no place in sovereignty and self-determination. They have everything to do with the letter of the law and nothing with the spirit of the law. Your abilities were a gift to you. And that's where your inalienable birth abilities are. And what happens is that when we become beholden to rights, we give away our birth abilities to be used by the writers of the laws. So, very, very important that we look at how, and I think it's processed. I think it's completely processed how this is done. And I want to talk about that today with you all. Now, anytime if you'd like to get in on the conversation, you can chime in at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. And this is today's show is going to be how the re-enslavement of indigenous people work. And I said re-enslavement because it's a continuous process. And they really gotten this process down, but it's not perfect. It can be defeated. They give you the mirage and the facade that it will take much to defeat it, but when in actuality, the truth is stranger than fiction. It won't take much. But what happened is that they built up such an illusion, as my man Brother Davis said last night, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. The reality is your dream state. The facade and the falsehood is what they call the conscious living, which is not conscious or living at all. The dream state, you ever notice in your dream state that food has no taste? Because your true spirit needs not physical food. And it's so much that's there. The next time that you're in your dream state or in your dream reality, and I couldn't, when brother, it was like a ton of bricks. It was all, you know what, Biggie's, like I said yesterday, Biggie's hook meant, it was all a dream. It totally changed for me. Next time that you're in your true reality, take control of it and see how powerful your spirit is. Take control of your presence. Do not allow your physical consciousness be deterred by your spiritual ability. So, what we need to, in my opinion, what we need to do is we need to look at how this re-enslavement continues to happen. It continues to happen because they've taken and they've got the indigenous people to buy into the letter of the law. And it first was done by conquering, and we're going to talk about just that. So that's what today's show, and I'm going to use some examples for you all, and would love to hear from you at any time. Don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. First article out of What's in the News comes from, let me stage this up, I'm going to go backwards and forwards. Okay, we're going to go, first article comes from Sputnik News. China to eventually overtake the U.S. as the most powerful country. Once again, all empires are called to fall, because then that is the rebirthing of the enslavement program. And this was said by the celebrity figurehead, Secretary of State John Forbes Kerry, where their overall wealth was established in the opium trade. So now, this one comes from Sputnik. China may soon take the role, may take the role of the United States as the most powerful country in the world. And I will say this right now, ladies and gentlemen, it already has been that. And guess what? It's been that for a very long time. And I'll tell you why a little bit later as we get into the show. The U.S., the celebrity figurehead, that's just me saying that, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said during a speech at the U.S. Naval Academy on Tuesday. We're going to take a look at this article because this has everything to do with what's going on now. Next article, this one comes from Journal NEO. Is Trump the backdoor man for Henry A. Kissinger and company? The term backdoor man has several connotations. In the original blues song written by Willie Dixon, and referring to a man having an affair with a married woman, using the back door to flee before the husband comes home. We're going to take a look at this article because this all has everything to do with the re-enslavement of the indigenous people. So check out that article. Next article, this one came from Sputnik. U.S. decision on manpad delivers to Syria. Insane, the Russian foreign ministry said. In December of 2016, the celebrity figurehead U.S. President Obama signed a determining wavering legal restructuring on the U.S. provisions of defense article to the allies in Syria. Subsequently, the Kremlin warned on Friday that the MANPAD, the manned portable air defense system known as MANPAD, could fall into the wrong hands of terrorists in the wake of Obama's decision. Ladies and gentlemen, they are setting all the stage for the empires to fall by war and for the overgrowth to be burned back. So that the burning of the overgrowth will actually mineralize and strengthen and feed their Garden of Eden. So important that we know what's really going on. Next article comes from AP News. U.S. troops enter Poland. First deployment to Russia's doorstep. This comes from AP News, Warsaw, Poland. American soldiers rolled into Poland on Thursday, today, fulfilling a dream polls have been have had since the fall of the communists in 1989 to have U.S. troops on their soil as a deterrent to against Russia. Soldiers in camouflage with tanks and other vehicles crossed into southwestern Poland on Thursday morning from Germany and headed towards Zagnin, where they will be based. And ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be the part of the drafting of your daughters for World War III that will turn into Global Nuclear War I, even though it won't be the first time that global nuclear war has been engaged, but just for the sake of purpose of what they schooled you with, it will be. So we'll check out, we won't check out this article, but check that out. It's all set up. So that's what's in the news. And so we're going to jump into today's show. We won't take a commercial break until the top of the hour, so we're going to go right into it. But before we get into the show, I just want to say tomorrow my man, Brother Braggs, will be on. And we will, Brother Braggs is going to be giving you some historical references to some times long ago, but really it's the times in, of now. Looking forward to that tomorrow, so definitely don't miss tomorrow's show with Brother Braggs. Okay, so if you'd like to get on the conversation at any time, don't hesitate. Give us a call, and the number is 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And I would just say that this system has schooled you and I and everyone else very, very well. But in order for you to pass their test, that's up to you. Will you continue to uphold their overall re-enslaving of the indigenous? And I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you are the indigenous. When they break you into national borders, you become a part of the corporation, and you become part of the human resource of those corporations. That's why they call it human resources. You are the human resources of that corporation. You have surrendered your inalienable birth abilities for the freedom and the promise of rights, which they never meet at all. So let's jump in to make sure we have, okay, no callers are in queue. Okay, cool. Oh, my man Scotty had said something. Here we go. Let me see this. Okay. Here we go. President Obama, this is what Scotty was talking about earlier. The use covering the holidays and distracted attention. President Obama signed the National Defense Authorization Act into law Friday evening, just 2 days before many Americans celebrate the Christmas, perhaps because it contains anonymously Orwellian language meant to counter propagandize and disinformation directed at the United States. Although the NDAA's true purpose is to fund the military, notorious provisions, particularly of the various varieties which erase yet more freedoms. Let me move this down. And are often added to the overall legislations. In the case, the propaganda and disinformation provisions mentioned above had been attempted in a standalone bill, which remained stalled in Congress. Partly due to criticism and unpopular. Let me move this down. From weary politicians. So, and Scotty posted this. This one came from the Free Thought Projects.com. I will post this inside of BTR Tando page as well. Very, very important. So true. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all a setup. And this is all about the corporation ensuring that their human resources fulfill their overall wants and needs, and they do it by stealing your energy. And it is a asymmetrical war of distraction that we engage in, and they have systematically put this into place, and it's been working very, very well. It's quite effective. It's quite efficient. If you don't think it is, just read the newspaper. Go on to any site and read comments from people. Just read comments. Look at what's going on in the world. They got you divided at all turns because you know not what the true threat is, nor what the true enemy is. So you randomly, we randomly lash out at what we've been schooled to lash out at. And this is something that is going to continue to get us in a position of disadvantage and enslavement and subjugation. There is no such thing as freedom, ladies and gentlemen. You have something much greater than freedom. Freedom is what man told you. You ever notice the great creator, when you look at the great creator in creating stuff, there is no written law. See, they lied and told you that there was a law that was written by the great creator. They said that there was a law that was written by God, but little did you know that they were the God that they were speaking of that was writing it. Ever notice the spirit of the law has no writing? If you choose to go against it, it's just a repercussion of what you're doing. It's the byproduct. It's the consequence of your free will. But see, man is quite different. They write a letter of a law for you to obey. To obey before you think about going against it, and then to punish you after you go against it. Because the true intention of this is to keep you as a servant. Subservient, submissive, subordinate to the letter of the law. And they tell you that it's the law that you need. No, it's the law that kills you. It's the law that enslaves you. So definitely need to jump into this. So what I want to do, I want to start, hopefully I can get this yesterday. And this whole thing is a sham. And I want to, there's a couple of things I want to read, but I want you to hear something. We'll read a couple of things that's here to make this point as to what's going on. Let me give you my criteria. This does not make it completely right or the foundation of anything. This is just, from my opinion, this is how the re-enslavement of the indigenous starts. It starts, these are some of the critical factors that have to be put into place for the re-enslavement of people to be engaged. And this is in no specific order. Number one, religiously. They have to get you away from you being a living entity that resonates spiritually. They have to get you to respond religiously. And you think about that. A religious response says it has love, but it has no love at all. It says it protects, but it's there to kill. Really think about how much death goes into a religious response. How much destruction goes into a religious response? How much rigor mortis is in a religious response? What is rigor mortis? Rigid. Rigid, unbreakable, unbearing. And we become spiritually rigid. We have spiritual rigor mortis. But we only respond from a rigid standpoint. This is why different religious sectors have either this way or you die. Either this way or we kill them. Either this way or this. Either heaven or hell. Come on, man. Let's get real. Let's really question things. Next one, number two, economically is very important, because what they do, what the system does in order to re-enslave the indigenous, is that they take the indigenous off of the ability to provide for themselves and to use their energy for their purpose and their best interest. An economy causes you to take your energy, your so-called time, your abilities, and to give it to someone else, and then you give that energy to them, and then they'll come back and pay you at an appropriate time or moment when they seem fit, after they've already taken your jewels and your treasures of your energy, which is your life. So by having that paradigm or those conditions, you can never be free in an economy. Because who is an economy economic for? It's subjective. It ain't you. It ain't you. It's, that system works not for you. It works against you because you work for it. If you are using your energy for someone else's agenda, that is not an economic equally yoked transfer. You're losing, they're winning. They're getting the energy, you're expending it. This is why the indigenous, they had to get them on an economy, so they would stop living for themselves. So they would stop using their energy for themselves, their family, and their overall community. So that can be redirected to something and somewhere else. And they had to come up with a plan and a way in which to get people to go in for that, to buy into that. They had to get a plan where people would want to only eat bread. So economically is one. Next is geopolitically or by way of government. Why geopolitically? Geopolitically because they needed to establish borders so that you could not travel from this land to that land, and to travel the land that was yours and anyone else's at will, and to have relationships with people. They needed to segregate and segment so that they can develop nationalistic views of destruction by religion, by economy, and by way of borders. See, when you have a feeling about someone that you've never even met, that you've never had relationships with, but your overall response and your overall attitude with them has already been cemented by some nationalistic view of what was already indoctrinated, you put yourself in harm's way. Because what you've just done is that you've broken off a relationship, and you've broken off talents and abilities that can be used by way of collective prudence to benefit you both. Now you're both in hell. And now it's just a matter of a race as to whose hell is going to be worse for the other. Instead of having a mutually beneficial relationship. So, geopolitically, and also in that is governance. They come up with the letter of the law. Then they have you singing these songs, and they start from a very young age, because it's critical that they start at a young age. Most people think because that young child is impressionable. No, that's not it at all. They start at a young age because that young child, all they do know is the spirit of the law. They have to learn the letter of the law, and they have to be taught the hate. That's why they do it. And because those young children are going to have They're going to have energy that they that can be siphoned from them in the future. So they got to start with them early, because they cannot allow those young people to identify that their spirituality, that their overall, their inalienable birth abilities are treasures, are self-determining, are sovereign, are is something that is theirs and maintains their overall self-determination. That's why they start with young people so early. So next is schooling, not education. Education and schooling is two different things. Most people go to school. Very few people seek an education. You know, those that seek an education, they go within their spirit and tap into the universe of truth, not into the books of lies that you are taught to be able to, that you are taught, that you, taught to recite. Think about the school system. Only thing that they're teaching you to do is regurgitate what they're telling you, and they press it upon you and press it upon you and test you with it. There is no education there. That's institutionalized enslavement. That's institutionalized code of ethics and conduct that they will expect you to live by. Say what you want. The truth stands alone. Your books have been lies, but your spirit gravitates and knows the truth. Unfortunately, we've turned that light off. So, education. Next is propaganda. Propaganda. One of the most powerful inventions that mankind, and when I say mankind, excuse me, let me rephrase that. The most powerful invention of enslavement that the corporations and governments and the system has ever devised, ladies and gentlemen, the most effective weapon of war was the printing press. It wasn't a tank. It wasn't a nuclear ICBM. It wasn't a submarine. It wasn't a bullet. It wasn't anything of those things. It was the printing press. Because in the printing press, they were able to re-indoctrinate people daily. And now it's gone from the printing press, and that technology has moved. The printing press is still the printing press. It's just been revolutionized to be electronical. So propaganda. Next is culture. They have established the falsehood of culture to where people follow fads. Think of how many fads we follow. And those cultures, the falsehood of culture has always been established in entertainment, in from sports to theater to all forms of entertainment. They've gotten us, and I'm going to tell you, the fool is not the one in the clown suit. The fool is the one that watches the makeup of the clown for entertainment. That's the fool, the one that's being entertained by the clown. And they've established this, and this has been a part of, in all forms, from acting, from music and everything else. They've incorporated that into their overall methodology of re-enslaving the indigenous. See, the thing about being indigenous is that that is something that can never be taken away from you. It can be only something that you choose to ignore. and to reinvent and accept an alternative to that. I'm from this country. I'm from that country. We have this flag. We have that flag. We have this song. And it's, really? This is our borders. Our borders are here. Really? By who? And I put it, I always like to put it this way. Who mandated that? And the key to that whole thing was man. So, then is the overall purpose of, and the most effective thing is to get people to surrender their individual assets, and that being their talent. This is how they, this is how the system, and when I say the system is much bigger than what you see. The system has a spirit of its own as well. But it only shows itself to you for what it wants you to see. The system doesn't want you to see how small and how fragile it really is. What it wants you to only look at is its strength of the institutions that it has created by stealing your energy. The institutions that you have paid for, and your families and your lineage from the past have paid for by the surrendering and the subjugation and the swindling of your energy. You have built their institutions of destruction. And those institutions of destruction are maintained by that same energy because the system itself can't do it. It's too vast. It's too powerful. It's too influential. It has to steal that energy from you. And then once they have that energy, then they can use it and tool it to their best interest. I would say, ladies and gentlemen, don't believe your lying eyes. Don't believe. No. Knowing is much more significant than believing. I place very little credibility in what I believe. I seek to know. I seek to know, and I have no problem with that at all because I don't come with the when I engage in that, I don't come with any form of arrogance. That does not mean that I know everything. I'm always open to learn. But also as I'm always open to learn, before I'm open to learn, I'm first always open to question. To question. So I place more emphasis on what I know than what I believe. Because this system has taught you to believe everything that they say. And man, do we. And man, do we. So, just wanted to lay that out for you all. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Jump right in. Let me make sure I don't. Okay, cool. You can give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. What we're going to do is I want to jump into a couple of things that would exemplify the re-enslavement of the indigenous and see what one of the things that the system needs to have. It needs to have conflict. It needs for people. It really requires for people to be at odds and in conflict with each other, because what happens is that the fear becomes the sustainable life force of the system to continue to move in the direction of destruction that it's going in. They need us to respond out of anger and fear, because neither one of them can give life. They're a cancer that's been created to destroy your abilities and your talents. That's what it's really there for. That's how it's used. And we have to, in my opinion, it's been critical for me to place my anger and my fears where they should be. And that's to never have them travel with me. And what I mean by travel with me, because what I mean by traveling is that traveling through this eternity, I never rely on my fears and my anger for anything. Yes, they do pop up, but then I suppress them immediately when I notice them. Immediately when I notice them. Or if I don't do it immediately, my intention is always to do that. Because the conquering of your fears and the conquering of your anger causes you to resonate in your original state of existence, not the former created one. There's been a new existence that has been created, and it's built off of anger and fear. So, very, very critical. Listen, getting ready to go to a commercial break. Let me see how much time. Oh, but before we do that, let me preface this. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. What I want to do is I want you to take a look at this enslavement by the empires that fall. And this is so necessary that they have the continuous building of empires just to fall. And as they continue to do that, what will the people do? They will invest themselves in falsehood. How many people invest themselves? Think about it. How many people do you think invested themselves into the facade and the corporation of the United States globally? How many people do you think? It's countless. It's so many people. So many people. There's more people that do in the so-called civilized developed world than don't. The so-called civilized and developed world, the corporation of the United States is the keystone foundation of what they call the world power. And that's how the system got you right there. Now, as they have the empire fall, they're going to bring up a new one. And just how quickly will we change? Just how quickly will the civilized, developed world change? It will change immediately upon request and demand of the system, because it's the system that pays the developed world, and they're always going to follow. You know what they say? Never bite the hand that feeds you. What that's really talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is never question. See, the thing is this: you would never bite your hand if you're feeding yourself. So any other hand that's feeding you, why are they feeding you? And what is it that they're feeding you? Very, very important. So we got a caller in queue. Let's go to the caller before we go to the commercial break. Caller out of area code 470. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Rob. This is Rob Dave from Atlanta. How you doing, brother?
What's up, brother? How you feeling, man?
Good, man. Well, I actually wanted to call in and disagree with you on the propaganda part. It being a full life force for war and destruction. It can also be used for good, because no disrespect, the propaganda that you bring has, you know, resonated within myself in a positive way, to where I see change that I need, that, you know, me personally, that I need, and that I can use, you know what I'm saying, in my life.
Right.
Just based on, you know, the education that I've received from you and Kendall Radio Show and Black Talk Radio Show. I just wanted to shine some light on that, because, you know, a lot of the things you say are, you know, they repetitive, but it's necessary. You know what I'm saying? It's necessary, because the more you hear it, the more you find it inside of yourself, inside of your spirit, you know what I'm saying, that this is right. This is not wrong. You can't lie to yourself like that. You can lie to yourself majority of your life, but you can't, you know, when the truth is right in front of you, you can't get rid of it like that. You know what I'm saying? That's a powerful force right there within itself. So I just wanted to express my opinion on that.
My brother, yeah, that's so true. You know, the thing about the truth is that it stands alone. The key is, are you going to stand with it? You know, so it's
right.
We have to, and propaganda is something that we all have to use, because until we realize that we got to get away from this, and that we are truly in a asymmetrical warfare that is actually both physical and spiritual, then we'll just continue to say, well, there's nothing wrong, where everything is perfect. Everything is perfect, when it really isn't. See, most people don't realize that things aren't perfect until it goes wrong for them. So their comfort has been, their comfort level, their everyday comfort zone has been interrupted by the system. And let me tell you something about this system. It cares not about your comfort zone, because your comfort zone is what they allow you to be comfortable in, because you're playing by their rules. So true, right? We, you know, that's one of the things that we do it in different forms. And I appreciate you for sharing.
It's almost like, you know, a lot of these radio, you know, FM radio stations, where they play the same music over and over and over again until it's been beaten to your subconscious. You know what I'm saying? And it can work both ways. It's mm-hmm. I just wanted to say it worked, you know, in a positive way for me, because I try and tune in as much as possible and juggle as much as I can, but I always have to, you know, get that. If everything around me is negative, that one thing positive can outshadow all that negative stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So true. So true. My brother, always good hearing from you, man. And definitely continue to listen and jump in at any time. We got another caller out of Tennessee. Hold on, Jerry. We're getting ready to go into a commercial break. When we come out of a commercial break, we're going to go right to you. And Rob, if you want to hang around, jump in at any time, of course, just unmute yourself by going to star. That'll unmute you. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to take our phone caller. Then we're going to jump into, I want to show you how this next empire is about to fall. And a lot of people don't think it's going to happen, but by time it does, they'll still be in it, and they'll be wondering what happened, and then they'll be led astray into the next setup. I don't want that to happen to you. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Oh, Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star to unmute you. When we go into the commercial break, everyone is muted so that the commercial break isn't interrupted, just so you all know. Then we'll come back. So we got a caller in queue. It's my man, Jerry. Let me unmute Jerry. Jerry, what's going on, brother?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you, Scotty, Rob, everybody else on the call? How y'all doing tonight?
Man, we're good, brother. We're good to hear your voice. What's happening?
Man, I done missed the last couple of days worth of shows, man. I normally tune in with whatever I'm doing. That's kind of how I finish my day off. I have a question. Now, it's a two-sided question, because it has everything to do with what you was talking about with the propaganda and the programming, but it also has nothing to do with it. This may be selfish of me, but it's personal. It's a personal question, and I'd like to propose this to you and Scotty. Maybe you more so than Scotty, considering... my question anyway is that with all of this propaganda, all we are trained to do that we is to go to work, pay our bills, and save in things like 401k, IRAs, and things of this nature, where people continuously gain off of our energy, to put it in your words, and it never really relates to anything, because when these people who've been working all their lives, when they pass on or transition, whatever phrase you would like to use, they are still leaving behind bills or whatever they did save up, all it covers for the most part, especially people in our communities, is their burial, and that's it. So one of the things that I had to fight through was creating my own business. Now, me and you done talked about some of the things that I was thinking about doing, but I noticed that a lot of people that's close to me, they feel they have a negative connotation about me doing this, and how it's going to, although it hurts right now, I'm looking at the benefit that it'll carry afterwards. Mm-hmm. But I can't seem to get anybody else to see that vision other than myself and a few close friends that's not even related to me. So my question is, the question that I'm posing is between you, Scotty, and Brother Rise, if he has some input to add into it, what steps did you take to make that transition, or am I the only one that was like, I'm not worried about what you're saying? I done took bigger risks doing a lot more dangerous things than what I'm doing now, so I'm going to go ahead on and do this. And that's the question that I had.
Man, Jerry, that is, and I, you know the answer to it. No, it's not selfish, because that question helps a lot of people. And every person's abilities, every person's capabilities, every person's desire is uniquely theirs. And for me personally, one of the first things, and I say this from time to time, one of the first things that I had to master as a young child was the art of being lonely, for a lot of different reasons. So I don't mind being by myself. And yes, of course, we like to, you know, have different things, but it's critical for you to master the art of being lonely, because you were uniquely created alone. I always said one thing that was critical for me is that when I realized that I was brought here alone, I ultimately live alone, I'm going to make the great transformation alone. So I came up with this, so leave me the hell alone. That's just me. And when I say that, only because I dictate me how I'm going to use what was given to me for my talents, and from that, what's important to me to use that, and for me is individually, not to squander it. Because the last time There was no other person that can say that they were me and it be true. So there's no other person that can say that they Jerry. So when other people give you, when they give their opinions, they're giving, is David giving Jerry an opinion? It's not Jerry giving Jerry an opinion. The only one that really, really matters in your overall weighing of your energy and your talents is Jerry. I always like to say this, if God can't make you do something, what makes us think anybody else can? Your free will and your energy is so powerful, it's uniquely individualized to you. It's probably one of the most organic things. So your friends, your counsel, they don't know, I mean, they can't be you. So the first person that has to be committed to something that's in your best interest, and even if it's for the best interest of your family and everything else, that's where there could be a collective agreement that's there. But your overall energy, you are subject to your energy first and foremost. And it all has to start with you. So I would say, Jerry, whatever it is that you want to do and the direction that you're going to go in, the only approval that you need is from you. Because the only thing that's going to get you to where you really want to go, the way you want to go and how you're going to go, there's no one else that could do it for you because they're not you. So, brother, what you've already decided to do and what you see a necessity to do, it makes you uniquely Jerry. Because if not, if you gave that energy to someone else, they'll have two lives, yours and theirs, and you won't have none. So be uniquely you. Master the art of being lonely. Actually laugh at it from time to time. Heed good, let me tell you, the wise always heeds good instruction while the fool learns from experience. Always heed good instruction, wise instruction. And how will you determine that, I think, is your spirit will let you know. Yep, that's wise. Maybe we should incorporate some of that because that's collective prudence. That's the sharing. So I don't think that you need to be validated or substantiated by someone else. And any person that wants to do that for you, that individual doesn't mean you, does not have the, your best interest at hand. They want to control you. They've been taught that in school. So, my brother, you know who you are. You know why you want to do what you want to do for the real reasons. And guess what? You don't always have to disclose that to anyone at all. So, that's what I would say. My man, Scotty, came on the board. Go ahead, Scotty. Did you want to
answer his question. Yeah, if I understood the question, it was what did it take for me to become an entrepreneur? Was that the question?
But that was part of the question, Scotty.
Okay.
And dealing with the I'm sorry, hold on a second. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay, and the other part of the question is with the people who were telling you not to, how did you deal? Now, I understood your answer too, Dave, but I'm just repeating the question, Scott.
Yeah, I had nobody telling me not to. I had nothing but, I mean, it wasn't like a lot of enthusiasm, but it was like, yeah, that sound good, or this, that, and the other. When I showed a business plan to a cousin, he was like, man, that's right. You need to do this, that, and the other. But this is before I decided to go nonprofit. He was talking about for profit, which I'm still doing, you know, going to put some rods in that for profit, you know, fire. But to answer your question, how I got into it was I was forced into it. I was injured. I was doing, I had left a corporate job in for a company that, you know, this German-based chemical company, but I was dealing with dyes and stuff, working as a dye lab technician and what have you, because I decided to give a deposition for this black woman who said the vice president, this white man, had been sexually harassing her, and I was listed as a witness, and I told the truth and told what I witnessed and what have you. So there was some repercussions, so I left that job, went into construction, worked my way up to a bridge crew and got injured on that bridge crew. So I was like partially paralyzed, Brother Jerry. I had to go through, fight through the whole workman's comp. They wanted to deny it, and that whole struggle went right there, and then them sending me to rehab and having me rehabbing and didn't even know I had a spinal injury, you know, making it worse. And so, you know, in the meantime, I got no income coming in except for what I got, you know, well, what I had saved is not income coming in. And so, you know, I was like, I ran into internet radio while I was bedridden for almost a year, just online browsing, and was like, you know, came across this site, digital radio. And so then, you know, I just kind of, things kind of fell in place. I got, ended up getting a settlement with that company. And I took that settlement money and I used some of it as seed money for the Black Talk Media Project, and just been, you know, doing it ever since for 8 years. So I was forced into it because of those circumstances I just laid out. But my family had been nothing but supportive, man, all through my injury as well as my entrepreneurial, you know, endeavors.
That's awesome. I appreciate y'all's stories, man, because I actually have a totally different concept, and it remains to be seen as to where it will go. But I'm doing just like what Brother Dave said. I'm just going to go with my heart and my gut and just let the chips fall where they may. But thank y'all. I'm going to put myself on mute and continue to listen to the show.
Well, you know what, Jerry, and I'm gonna tell you, man. See, our love for you surpasses, you know, the so-called man-made success or the failures of business. And so we'll always be here with you and to help you in any engagement that you're in. And to support, which you know, and you and I had talked, and we're going to get back to you real soon here on some of that stuff. But hey, brother, build your heaven, because it's yours. You can create, and you know, and I think you know this already. It's so important that we stop living by someone else's creation and we create what we're creating. And that's what you're doing. And I'm proud of you, man. Regardless of, now, does that mean it will always go the way that you always wanted to? No, it may go even better. And if it doesn't, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be doing it. How committed are you to what you want to do? You can do whatever you want to do as long as you're willing to endure the consequences of your decision. So, and I know you are. So whatever we can do, brother, I appreciate you, and we're going to do this together, and we will do our part to support you in that, brother.
I'm sorry. So,
okay, great question. And Jerry, you know, that's something that is, we all go through that. That was, you know, and that's where we are presently and where we've been in the past, and you're going to be challenged with that in the future. And I would always say continue to build yourself and develop your talents, because they were given to you to use, not to be given to the system or to some master to be used at their best interest. And we fall in, you know, so often that we've been schooled to fall into that, and that's something that we need to break. That's a deception of schooling that needs to definitely be broken. So, all right, so now, what I want to do is that there's an article that I want to read to you all, and it's a part of this whole thing with the re-enslavement of the indigenous and how these empires fall. I want you to see and really resonate, and because one of the things that I always say is that this system, in order for it to work, it has to tell you what it's doing, because by telling you what it's doing, it's getting you to buy into it, and we have to stop buying into it. We have to stop buying into it, because I think the system realizes that that their tricks can only last for so long. They have to get your cooperation. They have to get your cooperation in this whole thing. Even if they get your cooperation by deceptive means, they still need your cooperation. Okay? So there was an article. The U.S. intelligence studies warns of growing conflict risk. And we need to take a look at that. And this, let me read this to you real quick. Washington, January the 9th from Reuters. The risk of conflict between and within nations will increase over the next 5 years to levels not seen since the Cold War as global growth slows. Now, always read between the lines what they're saying. The post-World War II order eroded and the anti-globalization fueled nationalism. This one sentence or half of a paragraph, they're really telling you how the system controls conflict by way of nations, by way of economics, by way of war, nationalism. That was pretty much, and it's all done through propaganda. It's pretty much all of it lays out here. Said a U.S. intelligence report released on Monday. Those trends continue to let me move this down. These trends will converge at an unprecedented pace to make governing and cooperation harder and to challenge the natural power, fundamentally altering the global landscape. The global trends paradox of progress, the sixth in the series of quadrennial studies by the U.S. National Intelligence Council. The findings published less than 2 weeks before the U.S. presidential elect Donald Trump takes office on January the 20th, outlying factors shape a dark and difficult near future, including a more assertive Russia and China, regional conflict, terrorism, rising income inequalities, climate change, and sluggish economic growth. Once again, they gave you the paradigms and the method of subjugation and enslaving there. The global article continues. Global trends report deliberately avoiding analyzing U.S. Policies or choices, but the latest study underscores the complex difficulties Trump must address in order to fulfill his vow to improve relations with Russia. Hold on 1 second. I think we got a caller in queue. Okay, yeah, we got a caller in queue. Hold on 1 second, caller. I'm going to get to this and then I'm going to get right to you. Brother Braggs, I see you. And I think there's Rob or is another person out of Atlanta. I'm going to get right back to you. Hold on 1 second. Let me just finish this. Okay, so pull this back up. The study will include interviews. Okay, here it goes. The National Intelligence Council comprised the senior U.S. region and sub-matter intelligence analysts in overseeing the drifting of national intelligence estimates, which often synthesizes work by all 17 intelligence agencies are at the most comprehensive analytical productions of the U.S. intelligence. The study has included interviews with academic experts, as well as financial and political leaders worldwide, examining political, social, economic, and technological trends that the author projects will shape the world from the present to 2035 and their potential impact. Inward-looking West. It says that the threat of terrorism would grow in the coming decades as small groups of individuals harness new technologies, ideas, and relationships. Uncertainties about the United States, coupled with the inward-looking West and the weakness of international human rights conflicts, prevent conflict and prevented standards will encourage China and Russia to challenge American influence, the study added. Those challenges will stay below the threshold of hot war, but the profound risk of miscalculation. The study warned overconfidence that material strength can manage escalation will increase the risk of interstate conflict to the levels not seen since since the Cold War. While hot wars may be avoided, now let me tell you this, they said that because they know a hot war won't be avoided. Differences in values and interests among states and drives for regional dominance are leading to sphere of influence worldwide, it says. The latest global trend, the subject of Washington's conference and that situation also offers opportunity to the government, society, groups, and individuals to make choices that could bring more hopeful, secure futures. As the paradox of progress implies, the same trend generated near-term risk also can create opportunities for better outcomes over the long term. The home front. Can we go to the last part? The home front. Hopefully just 1 second. Roll this down. The report also said that while globalization and technology advances have enriched the rich and raised billions from poverty, they also hollowed out Western middle class and ignited backlash against globalization. Those trends have become compounded by large migrant flows in seven decades, which are stroking naivetes and elite imperialism. Slow growth plus technology-induced disruptions in the job market will threaten poverty reduction and drive tension within the countries in the years to come, fueling the very nationalism that contributes to tension between countries, it said. The trends shaping the future include contractions in the work-age population of wealthy countries and expanding the same group in poorer nations, especially in Africa and South Asia, increasing economic and employment, urbanization, and welfare pressures, the study said. The world will also continue to experience weak near-term growth as governments, institutions, and businesses struggle to overcome fallout from the Great Recession, the study said. Major economies will confront shrinking workforce and diminished productivity gains while reducing from 2008 to 2009 financial crisis with high debt, weak demand, and doubts about globalization. China will attempt to shift to a consumer-driven economy if longstanding exports and investments lower growth will threaten poverty reduction in developed countries. Governance will become more difficult as issues including global climate change, which is a lot, environmental degradation, and health threats demand collective actions. The study added, while such cooperation will become harder. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, this is the intelligence community telling you that they plan on being a part of what you're seeing now, the total destruction of what's perceived as your sovereignty by way of national state. This system plans on bringing the empires down and establishing new ones because that will ensure their overall prosperity. Because God forbid that people will decide that, wait a minute, everything that I've been taught was a lie. From the schools to the so-called agreements between the nation states and between the citizenry, all of that is facades and lies and is one big Ponzi scheme. So in order to avoid you from seeing that, they have to have a continuous, tumultuous relationship to where you're just trying to grasp for air. And in trying to grasp for air, you dare not try to fight because you can't catch your breath. And that's what this whole thing is really, really all about. They want to continue to create the conflicts that keep them in power. And they do it by the ways that we talked about earlier in establishing and re-enslaving the indigenous. You are indigenous. You can take your energy and create for yourself and for your family and what you choose to create for. You don't have to create for an organization or a corporation. That is not a living being. That's a person. So this is huge. You got a couple of callers in queue. I don't want to miss these callers. We got, let me put this one caller on mute. I'm going to go back to the Atlanta caller right after I go to Brother Braggs. I got you there, Atlanta caller. Just hold on 1 second. Brother Braggs, what's going on, my brother?
Peace. I was just sitting back, listening to you. You know, governments use propaganda, and it's a tool that's used very effectively all through your life. Whole society is built on propaganda. Matter of fact, the propaganda tool is so effective that most times people don't even know they're under the effects or under the auspices of propaganda. People are starting to become aware now, but that's what's driven the society. That's all I had to say.
So true.
You've been on point, man. I've just been sitting back. I'm like, yes, do it. That's what you do. What you do, do it.
Well, you know what, Brother Brad, tomorrow we're going to have a great show for everyone. But you're absolutely right. And, you know, which, you know, you actually introduced this to me in a totally different light. You said it's the spells. You know, you said, Dave, we don't even realize that these spells we be under from these words. Watch the words you use. And that's exactly it.
Say it again, Dave, so they hear you. The words that come out your mouth are manifestations. Those manifestations carry vibrations. Those vibrations create your reality. So when Brother Dave is talking about you're not your I fell right in there, and I love that too, because you either create your reality or somebody else creates it for you. So I can't tell you much more than that. And words are spells. I'm talking about, just imagine this. I heard a lady this morning with my mind. People talking about their wake. Well, you go to a wake for a dead body, so you don't wake. You rise. There's many things. You got to listen to these words, though. See, we don't pay attention to these words, but they're so important. You know, these words we read about, they make our reality. And it goes back to even more so. The indigenous people that Dave always talking about. Imagine this. Imagine a society of people all around this world that had a code of conduct that was across their heart, so that they didn't have no make-believe friends, so you could say, he died for my sins. You had to be upright, and you had to carry forth yourself with good stature by word, rhythm, task, and deed. And look, this is the world that these barbarians came to, a world that they were so civilized, civilization was so high, they really didn't even suspect that the people that they let befriend them would ever flip on them and do them the way they did. It's deep, you know.
Exactly, brother. Hold on, Brother Braggs. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. This is the last commercial break before because it's so important that we rehash what you just said. Listen, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Kando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Caller in Atlanta, I'm going to come to you as well. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Caller in Atlanta, we're going to come to you in just a minute. Let me get back to Brother Bragg, and then we're going to, this is the last 30 minutes of the show, so if you'd like to get in, definitely give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star. Brother Braggs, you know, just before we went to the commercial break, as always, you know, you dropped another bomb that was so true. If you would, you were talking about how these individuals came with a different spirit and a different energy, and they actually was among people that didn't resonate that way. So that was they were given access and they had influence because the people that they were trying to conquer didn't resonate the way that they did. And that is so true. So I wanted to just
remember the people that they conquered. They were a high civilization. When I say a high civilization, they would give you anything you asked for, any possession. They didn't care about that kind of stuff. Everything was plentiful in them. Food, their women were beautiful. Remember this. And this is the picture I try to, the scenario I try to draw across time and space for people. You got to flip it. Let's flip to Europe right quick. Bam, we in Europe. We in a place where disease is permeated all through the air. You can't even breathe the air. It's stench. The people are full of syphilis, all sorts of disease. You got the plague. You got pigs running around. Fowls, man, oh my goodness. You just can't imagine. So this barbarian comes up out of that situation into a pristine environment. Now, another thing I'm going to drop on you, because I'm a bomb dropper. You're going to find out, this is my belief. I could be wrong. I'm not an expert. I'm a neighborhood historian, but I do damn good research. But here we go. Check this out. What if I told you that this part of Egypt here in America is older than Egypt across the water? Do your research. Well, blow your mind. What if I told you they did have 8-foot giants walking through America? They're playing basketball now for NBA. That's all of you and me. That's the copper color people of America. Some of them had beards, but most of them didn't grow long hair. Now, we come in all shades. And you're going to find you indigenous to this nation. Now, they have Africans, but see, I could take you on, look, the Jacobians. I'm going to show you something else. When you get over here talking about King James and these people, these are the black royalty of England. King James, King Charles, his mother was Mary, mother of Scots. He was born in Edinburgh Castle. He was the ruler of three different Welsh, Scots, and Irish kingdoms. Black man that they told you was white, and that he was a demonology. But check this game out. He was a Jacobian, a covenant keeper. So he was a Jew. He was a black Jew. Check that out. Now, all of these different kings, whether it be Isabella and Ferdinand, Portuguese and Spain, those are the two countries that married together for power. And these people are the people that ran the Moors up out of Spain. And the story gets really interesting from there. I don't want to monopolize the time. I know you got to go to waiting. But what I'm trying to tell you is that when you get into these Queen Khalifa and the California Indians, which nobody wants to talk to you about, you're going to find out that sister there is so bad, she stretches from here to the Americas, all the way to the Chinese Black Dynasty, all the way to the Olmecan Society, all the way to the Mayans in West Africa. She's royalty. And we're royalty. But they'll never let you know that you're the copper colored people of America, because they want you to be a Creole. And see, now I'm going to say, look, when they talking about being black, they talking about it as a matter of status. Under the law, black is dead. So that's all they're saying to you. They're not trying to disrespect you by being black and proud. But when you call yourself black and proud, you're dead under the law. That's all the brothers are saying. You got to understand that. Because see, it's like a game of Monopoly. You in a game and you don't even know it.
All the boys don't even
that's
know.
Far, so I'm going to go with that right there.
Hey, I got a question for Brother Bragg.
Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, Brother Bragg. Yeah, I'm black and yes, I'm sir. Proud, dog. And I, you know, I throw that up as a flag on a battlefield. People in Africa.
Me too, man. Me too.
Yeah,
but look, all the Moors, because me and my nephew battle about this. We battle about this for years.
Yeah, but let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this quick question, though, because I asked of people who bring that up. when the copper colored people, whatever they was calling themselves, the Califians or whatever, whenever these Europeans, these barbarians started on their world conquest of all non-white lands, people that weren't, you know, and again, they created racial classifications. That's not a real thing. That's a political construct. But the people like, just say for example, Cherokee, Seminoles, whatever. To me, it don't matter what they called themselves to these barbarians. The barbarians gonna wipe you out and steal from you and oppress you and steal your energy and all of that, regardless of what your name is and what you call yourself. I mean, that to me, but that's look, just common
when
sense.
When you go before the courts, you gotta have a status. If you walk in here dead from jump, you don't have a chance.
Well, if you want to claim the status that USA Inc. has given you, black people do have status in this country. I'm talking about here in this country. African-American. That's their legal status right there. But you don't need that.
That was given by Jesse Jackson without the
yeah, but they recognize that, though.
Something that he worked out with Jewish entities and whatnot.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. What courts are we talking about? The courts are the criminally corrupt and still practicing slavery?
But look, all of the courts, however you go, it's all in the king's court. It all goes back to the bar, the king's court. The game is rigged. We're in a game that's rigged. I mean, if you want to be perfectly honest, some things I just be hesitant to say out of my mouth.
But for example, okay.
But I know things, you know what I'm saying?
When people say status, they say you got to have nation status. You got to be a citizen of a nation in order to go before the UN. But that's not correct, because on race treaty, every Friday night is a bunch of human rights activists. Some of them work on UN councils. One of them, a sister from Haiti, and the UN just sent people here last summer to take testimony and collect evidence on the mistreatment of non-white people in this country, specifically the people classified as black in the system of racism. So they are recognizing, you know, indigenous people. So again, like Dave has often said, I don't care about their designations in their courts or whatnot, because I don't derive my rights from them. I'm a sovereign human being who was endowed by his creator, and you don't have, and I'm gonna respond to you the same way you respond to me. That's all. I don't care about their court designations and all that.
Even when you go through the Constitution, when you really start going to the Constitution, when you start looking at the Constitution really good, you see things like titles of nobility. There's supposed to be no titles of nobility. But titles of nobility reign. They reign.
So that's my point. You're making my point, Brother Braggs, is when people talk about international, when they talk about international law and the courts and all of this, they don't even up, like Dave said, they don't even uphold their own law, man. They violate the spirit of laws all the time. They do not keep treaties. So again, we're dealing with liars. I don't know what else to say.
Once they created the District of Columbia, they changed the whole rhythm of the game. See, that's a whole other thing right there. Oh, I'm just saying.
Brother Bragg, you're going to have to get, we're going to have to continue this conversation on BTR News.
We
I got
throw,
like
we a, can just sit down and let ideas flow. Some things I just can't throw out there like that because people are not prepared.
Yeah, but on Saturday nights, Brother Bragg, on Saturday nights, it's pretty much an open mic. It's 3 hours on Saturday nights from 7 to 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern, and you call in and we can talk about it further, because it's all about having dialogue, like Dave say.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No doubt. But hey, listen, Brother Braggs will be on tomorrow too, and you know what? And the thing is that when we know who we are, then we can keep ourselves and understand what the enemy is trying to do, so that we do not give energy to that and to engage in a direction in a path that is in our best interest and not one that upholds the ways and means paradigm. Our way of life provides for their means of life. So very, very important.
Hold on, Brother Braggs.
Propaganda is when you take a whole nation of people and tell them they came from somewhere else and they
use
that propaganda to make it a reality to them. That's
That's propaganda.
Brother Bragg, you come on, man. You tomorrow, you know you gonna break. You know we gonna
or
break that
or
tomorrow,
Brother Bragg, yeah. Brother Bragg, or tell the world that you abolish slavery when in right there in your constitution it legalized slavery.
It was never abolished.
Yeah, propaganda. Yeah, propaganda.
Exception clause kills that. Because I've been arguing with people about that my whole life, since I was probably about 20-some years old. I got books that got pin marks all under there about that 13th man. When I found your shows, when I heard you saying that, when I knew you knew what you was talking about. Because, see, I knew you had to be in them books to know that. You just don't find that. Because, see, people don't mess with the cops. They don't want to stand and read that. I don't know why. Just like the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment, all they did was set up militias against you all through the country. But people don't really look at it like that.
Exactly. All of their letters of the law is meant to uphold the re-enslavement of the indigenous, you and I and everyone else. That's critical.
Exactly.
Brother Braggs, but we're going to get this tomorrow. Hold on, Brother Braggs. You got another caller in queue. Let's get this one caller. Hold on, Brother Braggs. And get the one caller out of Atlanta. One second. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show 404. What is your question or comment that you would like to make?
Hey, Dave. Hey, Scotty. This is Jada from Atlanta. How you guys been?
What's up, sister? How are you?
Hanging in there. I can't complain, man. Hey, you know, I listen every night as I'm cooking. And, man, the conversation is just so high. He kind of jacked me a little something. Brother Braggs is awesome. I appreciate you, Brother Braggs. You're on fire. But, I just have a question. This is just something that was on my mind. I had been reading some articles about the housing costs going up. It's funny how people aren't even paying attention. Ever since Trump got into office, you know, people, you know, companies have been closing, things have been shutting down, and they do it really quick on the news, and then it is just, you know, going away with them. Everything's like hunky-dory. So, I just wanted to, I had started doing a little research about shipping containers as houses because the cost is so cheap. Because even if you started building a house, it would be $300 and up. Even here in Atlanta, things have gotten so expensive. And I've been living here for, I think, 14 years now. From when I first moved here, the rent was really inexpensive. Rent is going up. It's ridiculous. Then on top of that, houses, I mean, these folk are just dog eat dog. They don't even care. So long story short, I just wanted to know, what do you think about that? And, community housing for using shipping containers. When I saw the pictures of it, I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. You know what I'm saying? Because it would be cost effective if people bought land, put the shipping containers as houses. They can even do indoor gardening and communities, and it would be a positive thing. I just wanted to know what you think about it.
Definitely, sister. And Scotty wanted me to convey to you, he said, the housing prices in Charlotte keep rising. Tell the sister, I'm paying attention.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, it's crazy.
Now, it is. It really is. Now, see, here's one of the things that, and with the topic of today's show was how they re-enslave the indigenous. One of the ways that they re-enslave the indigenous is economically. And these, you think about it, the houses are built by who? Those that aren't benefiting really from those houses, because you still got to pay taxes and all of that stuff. See, an economy steals your overall energy, and so this is the cycle of it. And I say what you're seeing right now is that you're going to see that the cycle of debt is going to continue to increase, so that at the appropriate time when China and the rest of the world puts a margin call on the United States for their debt, game is over. Then they can have plausible deniability and say that we need to go to war because our economy was hacked and it was intentionally driven down, and these were the countries that did it. And then guess what happened? Then all of a sudden everybody gets behind that in the rallying cry, just like, remember after 9/11 in New York, what was the overall sentiment? And everybody was like, oh, we got to get, you know, this and that.
Oh yeah,
they were falling for the trick.
Yeah,
see, the thing is that they plan on bringing pain, and they're going to tell you where the pain is coming from, and we as a nation need to address that. When it's been the paradigm of nationhood that has caused and is the real purveyor of this evil. So I don't have any faith in what was created. Like I always say, they create debt that they don't have to pay. They declare wars that they don't have to fight. And they write laws that they don't have to obey. Everything that comes from the system is a measure of controlling and to keep you on the plantation, to keep you enslaved and subjugated, to keep you to the letter of the law, to keep you a good citizen. Think about what that word citizen means. It means that you're beholden to the ruler, instead of you being sovereign, independent, and free. So that's what is. This is just one of the tools that are used to re-enslave the indigenous people, and that's based off of economy. They have to have economic collapses. They have to have economic envy, where other countries start to envy people from other countries start to envy the lifestyle and the quality of life that another country has, and then another country has to actually facilitate that in their overall labor. Oh, this is such a dynamic, malevolent plan, and they've been practicing it for a very long time. So one of the things that I think is the answer to it all is what you said, sister. You said, what is going on? What's happening here? What is it that we need to do? The second part, because you're questioning the system, that's what you should be doing. Then you said, what about the communities? The question about the communities where with the land and everything else. Now, this is what I would definitely say.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. No.
We should be, you know, collaborating and getting together and saying, hey, you know, let's buy this land. Let's start out small first. Maybe get, because when I saw the prices of shipping containers, I was like, what? You can get them as low as $800. I was like, people can get that together. I mean, if people, I mean, back in the day, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't always 100. I used to have a little, you know, back in the day, you know, whether it was drinking or whatever, you spent that on drinking or smoking your little pot, whatever. Instead of doing that, take that money and do something wise with it and say, okay, let me get one container. Let me start out with that, then two, and then build. And actually, you'll build a community. And then from there, whether it's, and even in Ireland, these Irish people started doing shipping containers because the cost of living is so high in Ireland. People are becoming, families are becoming homeless. When I read that, that tripped me out. I was like, what? So there are things going on in England, and it's going on in Ireland, it's going on in England. And I was like, well, dang, are people paying attention? And then here in Atlanta, like I said, it's ridiculous. I said, let me do some research. I said, because if we can get some land and put a few containers on and then get other people and say, hey, y'all come over here. Let's do this. Open a community. Open up some daycares. Bump what you heard. I mean, there are even office buildings.
Yeah.
Even a Starbucks opened up with an office with using containers. And I was just like, Starbucks is even trying to do things economically. I said, then what's our problem? We got to start somewhere.
Yeah, we got to. And just because of the interest of time, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We got one other caller. No. But this is what I would say. First, let's start with just you start, and I know you already have. You start with you, because there has to be a very asymmetrical and a quiet way in which you do it first. You start with you before we start with everybody else, you know, because when you start with you, you start with starting yourself on that same path, then we can grow it from there. And with people that have already of the like mind, don't wait for anyone. Align with people that are already thinking like you and I and others. Let's do it together before. Let's take care of what we need to take care of first before inviting anyone else.
Okay.
And I think it's very,
right.
And there's a reason why. And we'll talk again about it. But great, great point, sister. But call back sometime next week and a little bit earlier because I want you to really
I'm
fully,
sorry. Okay.
No. You're perfect. You know, and give my regards to the VP.
Okay. All right. Everybody, good night.
Okay.
Thank y'all. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, cool. Brother Davis, go ahead. We got 2 minutes. 1 minute. 1 minute, Brother Davis.
Okay, man. I wanted to add that every mountain you cross starts with a step. So start at the level you are. And to the sister, when my family and I got together to get this farm, it was hard. Everybody liked the idea. Not everybody participated like the original plan. So sometimes you're going to have to carry the burden regardless of how you feel, because the purpose is greater than the circumstance you're in. I just wanted to add that, Brother Dave.
They're doing it, so I'm encouraged to actually, sorry about that, I was on mute, sorry about that. Yes, Brother Davis is absolutely right, and I'm really encouraged by it all. We're going to talk about this again. Listen, BIB, Black in Business, is coming up with right after Tando Radio Show. We've got to get out of here so that show can come on. But listen, it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. It's much love and much respect, and we'll talk soon. Before you ask for a fortune, make sure you give one away. Peace and much love, much respect. We'll talk to you later.